Nathan.
99.9 Radio USA, the fastest girl in town. That's Miranda Lambert. It's 6:52, and we have 10 degrees. Eric Pasley's Friday Night is coming up, but right now, let's get weird on the weird news. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Florida man really put his foot in it when he tried to raise some extra cash through an eBay listing, claiming to be selling toenails clipped directly from Jesus Christ. The seller, who did not offer a full name, says that he was moved to check out the artifacts while on a trip to the Czech Republic, where he was approached by an elderly psychic with moles on the side of her face with hairs sticking out of them, which indicated that she was very, very old. He didn't reveal his original purchase price for the clippings, but thought he was a shoo-in to make some big bucks. It hasn't materialized since the highest bid so far was 99 cents. A middle school student in Colorado trotted out the oldest excuse in the book when a teacher asked to see her science project. When she said her dog ate her homework, she had the pup's vet prove that she was telling the truth. Peyton Moody made a working volcano out of kitchen supplies and food coloring and left it out to take to school the next morning, only to find that her yellow lab, Reggie, had made a midnight snack out of the whole thing, including 50 or so straight pins that were used to hold it together. The teacher accepted a note from the vet as proof that Reggie did indeed chow down the project, but insisted she redo the work anyway. She did get an A, and Reggie, for what it's worth, has also made a full recovery. And a Florida crook got some payback for trying to pay back a loan after he robbed a local sandwich shop and used $3 of the loot to repay a woman who had put some gas in his car earlier in the day. Brian Jeffers was hanging out in front of a convenience store when a clerk came out and heard his sob story about being broke. She then gave him a few bucks to get his pickup gassed up. He left his ID with her as collateral and drove off, stopping next at Larry's Subs, where he told the clerk that he had a gun and demanded all her cash. Well, Jeffers made off with $200 and then headed back to the store, where he left his ID, only to find the lender there with the cops, who she called after hearing a description of the armed robber down the road. So, he tried to do a good thing. I guess you call that robbing Peter to pay Paul or something like that. But that is your weird news this morning. It's 6:55.
Tis the season to be thankful. Lundgren's with